Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Good morning, Oregon. It's Friday, March 17th. Happy St. Patrick's Day. This is Andrew Thien with a news briefing from the Oregonian and Oregon Live. Oregonians are apparently bullish that elected officials can tackle one of the state's toughest humanitarian crises, if you believe a new poll from DHM Research. 62% of Oregonians surveyed said that homelessness can be solved in their communities with the right policies and resources. Just one-third said they believed houselessness would continue in their communities. That's according to the survey of 500 Oregon adults. The margin of error was 4.4%. That poll adds a wrinkle to the same issue we raised yesterday, where voters said they're unsure of Governor Tina Kotek. Kotek has gone all in on homelessness and housing as key issues. Nearly 18,000 people are experiencing homelessness across the state. The poll results showed significantly more optimism than when people were asked the same question in 2019 and 2020. A bill designed to revive Oregon's semiconductor industry marched forward in Salem this week, but conservationists, industry supporters, and ambivalent lawmakers all object to key elements of the legislation. It's unclear whether the plan will reach either the full House or the Senate in Salem, nor what kind of reception will await it. Oregon is vying to move quickly in the legislative session in hopes of attracting a share of the $52 billion in federally approved cash that was passed in Congress last year to woo chipmakers and industry leaders. Senate Bill 4 is being called Oregon Chips, named after that federal legislation. It includes $200 million in direct funding for these companies and $10 million for university research, among other measures. One key issue is whether the state should convert rural land near Hillsboro into industrial land. For more about this story, go to oregonlive.com/siliconforest. Oregon State's College of Engineering got a top honor this week from an industry group for its ability to recruit and support women and students of color. Only Dartmouth and the University of Nebraska-Lincoln received similar recognition for making progress on their diversity, equity, and inclusion goals. The American Society of Engineering Education gave out the recognition. OSU's engineering program has made gains in adding more diverse tenured track and tenured faculty, more than doubling the number of women in that category since 2014. OSU now ranks fifth in the country among top-tier research universities for the share of its faculty who are women. The college is also more diverse than the rest of Oregon State, with 46% of students studying engineering identifying as a race other than white. Finally this morning, Magna Cuisina, our 2021 Restaurant of the Year, is expanding eastward and far beyond our state borders. Carlo La Magna, the owner and founder of the company, said this week that he's teaming up with a Denver outfit to bring something similar to the Mile High City. Magna Kainan won't open this year. That's the name of the restaurant in Denver. It's eyeing an early 2024 opening in a mega mixed-use development in the rapidly growing Rhino district of town. La Magna is teaming up with Denver Culinary Creative Group on the project. That group said they were excited because Denver doesn't have a lot of Filipino cuisine to offer. The Denver group cited La Magna as a, quote, nationally and internationally recognized chef, unquote. La Magna will continue to live in Portland. For more stories about our amazing food scene here in Oregon, go to hereisoregon.com. Thanks for listening. You can support our local journalism by subscribing to Oregon Live. Go to oregonlive.com/podsupport.